Okay, on the New Testament survey, just remember, I need you to be summarizing one book out of the New Testament. Barry, what book are you going to be summarizing? Okay. Don't try and summarize Hebrews. You'll be there for quite a while. It's pretty intense. One of the Gospels. Now, that's a lot of work, so you're going to need the time for that. But you need to be summarizing. You can summarize the book of Philippians. It is such an encouraging book. But it is. Don't be super brief with it either. Something you need to have 2 pages of just your thoughts in a summary form of some of the things that are being talked about through one of the books. If it's going to be like, if you're going to do Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're going to be producing 6-8 pages maybe. there's just so much to it.
Not only summarize the story, but
I know. Yeah, you need to give me, when I say summary, you need to actually take it and then retell the story, okay, with the highlights. And if you're going to be doing the life of Christ, that's quite a lot of highlights. Summarizing, you want to just put it into your own words. You want to rewrite it from your perspective of what the book is writing about. Now, a lot of people are very familiar with the Gospels, so you can draw on that familiarity. But if it's a book you don't know, say 2 Corinthians, then you want to summarize the content of that. What was Paul writing? We know 1 Corinthians was written to rebuke a church. 2 Corinthians was mainly to re-encourage the church. And so you want to talk about, well, how did he do that? What were his main points and things like that? So you're not wanting to outline the book. You just want to summarize it with some of the big key things that he talked about and maybe in your own words, what you learned from it. Okay, and you should be reading through your New Testament. You need 3 chapters a day and finish it in the next 8 weeks. We're in the book of Romans. Romans. So that's where you will open in your... you can open your Bible because we're going to be there as well. This is one of the greatest books in the entire New Testament. And I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. It's an amazing thing. The book of Romans ought to be, if you have a church that has in its name Roman, you would think that they would derive their doctrine from the book directed to the Romans. But if anything, the book of Romans is the least referred to book in the Roman Catholic Church. You know what book they refer to most often? Is Matthew and James. They love the book of James. Good works, good works, good works. And they use Matthew, which was written to what group of people? Jews. So there's going to be already a level of confusion for a Gentile. So Romans here, if you will. Author. Romans 1:1 identifies the author of the book of Romans as the Apostle Paul. But also, look at chapter 16 and verse 22. Paul rarely wrote with his own hand. What did he use? What would we call them?
A scribe.
A scribe. A secretary. A stenographer. Somebody who had to keep shorthand. You ever tried to keep dictation as somebody who was talking? It's very hard to keep up with them. So whoever was trying to keep up with Paul must have been a very good writer. So look at 16:22. What's his name? Tertius. There's a little-known man, but I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. Now, when I first got saved, that confused the fire out of me. I said, I thought Paul wrote it. And here's Tertius saying he wrote it. Sometimes it'd say Timothy wrote it. And you go, why does it say Paul? Well, I didn't. I was just a brand new Christian. Again, I was plowing through my Bible. And, you just spot things, and it didn't make sense to me yet that Paul would be actually calling out through prison bars and somebody on the outside writing what he was saying to the book of Rome, to the people in Rome. So Tertius was the secretary. Again, you had this time period when most of the books were being written. You have 33 AD being the crucifixion, And then around between 50 and 65, most of the New Testament is written. So almost all of the books are written in that time frame. When does the Bible get put together as one book called Biblios, or the book? When does that actually take place where both Hebrew and Greek are bound together into one volume and is put into the language of the day, Latin? When does that take place?
130.
Well, I put it about 120 A.D. And most of the Greek manuscripts and the copies of the Greek manuscripts are found after 120 A.D. These things that are circulating back then have fallen to dust because of just age or whatever. However, they find fragments of 70 and 80 A.D. They find those fragments and guess they match your King James Bible perfectly. There are some manuscripts that are way out there in about 350 and 400 A.D. that are the ones that the New Bibles are translated from, and they're in pristine condition. What does that tell you? That the devil wanted them to be kept, especially when one was found in Vatican, and the other one's found in a Catholic monastery on Mount Sinai in a trash can. But the main documents were written 50, 65 A.D. The last book of the Bible was written when? 95 A.D. So that's when the Apostle John finishes up with the Bible, and he is probably involved with making sure that the right books are involved or whatever. By 120 A.D., everything's been translated into Latin and is spreading out throughout the world and in a rapid fashion. Purpose of writing for the book of Romans, Paul was excited about being able at last to minister to this church. It was a church he didn't start. Everyone was well aware of Paul's desire to go there. As a matter of fact, he says over and over in chapter 1, he says, my desires have been there. I'm not ashamed to preach the gospel. I want to preach it there with you too. It was written from the city of Corinth just prior to Paul's trip to Jerusalem to deliver the monies, the gifts that had been given for the poor there. Why were there poor in Jerusalem?
Persecution.
Intense persecution by the Jews against Jewish believers. They had been disowned, kicked out of the houses, they had been fired, and they were just, there was nothing. That's why Barnabas went and sold his lands. That's why Ananias and Sapphira faked the total poverty of their life and giving to the poor. And God killed them, but there was intense persecution. And so they were taking up offerings. Can you imagine? It'd be like...